So we got some really interesting material from you related to this whole Think and Act Locally idea. It's an email newsletter from the No Agenda Show. And what really jumped out, I mean, right away, was the to address.
Oh, yeah.
David at thinkandactlocally.com. So that's the direct connection,
Yeah.
to the podcast that's all about empowering folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
Right, in that specific part of Southeast Houston.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Helping them make a difference locally. So that's kind of our mission here today.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this newsletter and see, well, what's in it for someone focused right there? What are the takeaways for local impact?
Makes sense. And this newsletter, like you said, it's dated April 19th, 2025. Senders are John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry. And the subject line reads, Happy Easter, special show, special deal, no agenda. So on the surface, yeah, it looks like a pretty standard listener update.
But that local address connection.
Yeah.
It definitely makes you wonder how, global media stuff might connect with very local action.
It does spark some questions.
Okay, so diving in. The newsletter starts off noting that Easter month is wrapping up. Easter Sunday was the 20th in 2025, so that timing makes sense.
Right, just passed.
And almost straight away, there's a, well, a pretty direct call for listeners to support the show.
Yeah, no beating around the bush there.
They frame it like, contributing now is how you, the listener, directly support independent analysis. It's positioned as quite crucial.
And what's really interesting, I think, is how much they stress their funding model. They state it very plainly. No agenda does not get government money, corporate underwriting, nor drug company support.
Right.
You alone make the show happen. It's not just a footnote. It's like central to their identity.
Positioning themselves as true independent media.
Exactly. Which, makes you think about how different media outlets, big and small, actually keep the lights on.
Totally. And they give a lot of ways for people to contribute.
Yeah.
It's not just a single button.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, there are direct donations linked to special Easter and 420-day offers. Though they don't actually say what those offers are in this email.
Okay.
Then there are specific tiers, like becoming a Commodore or an executive producer with certain donation amounts. Plus their whole value for value approach, open contributions. They actually say they pioneered that model.
Right. The idea being you pay what you think the content is worth to you.
Yeah. And then there are recurring options too.
Oh, okay.
They mentioned $33.33 a month, apparently a popular one. Also $11.11 a month, or even smaller amounts like $4 a week, or calculated at 75 cents an hour.
Wow, they really break it down, 75 cents an hour.
And there's even a $50 a month knighthood layaway plan over 20 months. It's it's a very diverse menu of support options.
It really is, almost trying to meet every possible supporter, wherever they are financially.
And it doesn't stop with online stuff. They even give a P.O. Box address, El Cerrito, California, for sending checks.
The physical checks.
In 2025. Yep. And they explicitly say they accept non-U.S. checks in foreign currencies.
Huh. That suggests a pretty dedicated, maybe even international listener base.
It does. And thinking about, Think and Act Locally, this whole section on funding really highlights something, doesn't it?
What's that?
Just the question of sustainability for independent voices. Whether it's a global show like this or a podcast focused entirely on, say, LaPorte community issues. How do you stay independent? How do you fund it?
It really underscores that direct link between the creators and the audience, the listener support model.
Definitely. Okay, so shifting focus a bit. The newsletter also previews their next show, the one for Easter Monday.
The content teaser.
Yeah. And it sounds like they're planning to critique mainstream media reporting. The email suggests they see it as pushing a Democrat Party anti-Trump line.
Okay, so a media criticism angle. That's pretty common for them, from what I understand.
And then it gets, more international. They mentioned Adam Curry reporting from Holland, apparently about European reactions to Elon Musk maybe cutting some U.S. government spending.
Right. That seems like a specific international event.
But their take on it is that this European reaction isn't organic. They frame it as part of a coordinated globalist message.
Ah, okay. So connecting dots across borders, interpreting it through a specific lens.
Exactly. And that leads them to ask this really big question. Is the American CIA a globalist puppet master?
Whoa, okay. That's quite a jump from European reactions to Elon Musk.
It is. And they follow that up by claiming that their show, No Agenda, is unique in uncovering these, quote, worldwide propaganda efforts. And that they provide info you just won't find anywhere else. It definitely sets them up as, like, the source for a certain kind of counter-narrative.
Yeah, that positioning is very clear. Which, again, brings us back to that email address, David at thinkandactlocally.com. You have this newsletter focused on, alleged global puppet masters and critiques of international media, landing in the inbox of someone whose stated focus is improving life in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
It seems like a disconnect, doesn't it? On the
It can
surface.
feel that way.
Yeah.
What does a debate about the CIA's global role have to do with, I don't know, local zoning board meetings in Deer Park?
Exactly. Two different universes almost.
Well, maybe the connection isn't about the specific topic, the global conspiracies or whatever. Maybe it's about the approach they advocate for.
What do you mean?
Well, No Agenda really pushes this idea of independent thinking, of questioning the narratives you're given, right?
Yeah, definitely. Skepticism towards mainstream sources.
So could that spirit of critical thinking, that encouragement to look deeper and question things, could that be valuable for someone focused locally?
Ah, I see. So maybe it encourages someone involved in Think and Act locally to apply that same critical lens to local news sources.
Possibly. Or to ask harder questions about who's shaping the conversation within their own community. Don't just accept the first story you hear.
That's actually a really interesting way to connect those dots. It's less about the specific global claims and more about fostering a critical mindset you can apply anywhere.
Could be.
The newsletter also mentions their regular bits, memes of the week, and hypocrite of the week.
Right, those recurring segments. Gives you a flavor of the show's style news analysis mixed with maybe some cultural commentary, some pointed call-outs.
Yeah, it paints a picture of the show's personality.
And throughout all this, the funding appeals, the content preview, the show segments that call for financial support weaves through
It
everything.
really does. They keep coming back to it, making it super clear. Listener contributions are vital.
Essential for them to operate, essential for their claimed independence. They linked the two directly.
If you value it, you got to support it. That's the core message, repeated often.
So, wrapping up our look at this newsletter, sent to that Think and Act Locally address, what we really see is a snapshot of the No Agenda show. Primarily, it's a fundraising drive.
Strong one.
And a preview of their upcoming content, which focuses on media critique and these larger global narratives framed through a lens of skepticism towards established powers.
Right. And the connection potentially for our listener focused on Southeast Houston isn't necessarily the content itself, but maybe that encouragement towards independent analysis.
An approach that, could absolutely be applied locally in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena.
So we've walked through their funding model, the kind of topics they cover, this emphasis on independence. It really leaves you, our listener, with that local focus, thinking about how or if this wider world of media analysis connects to your community work.
Which brings us to maybe a final thought to leave you with. Given this newsletter's heavy emphasis on being independent, on questioning mainstream or global narratives, how could you take that same energy, that same critical spirit, and apply it within your own local information environment?
Are there local stories in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena that maybe aren't getting the full picture? Are there established narratives within the community itself that might deserve a closer, more critical look? Perhaps beyond the usual sources, something to consider.